Previously with Martin Bester.
They've done some research and they've come up with a list of things that make a woman beautiful for single men. Single men reveal what they find most attractive in a female partner. But wait. And the answers might surprise you.
Okay, I'm already scared. I'm scared it's going to be answers like a married woman or it's going to be stuff like that.
Number two.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Martin.
Jeez, but you're cynical.
Yeah.
Hey, really? Mm-hmm. Are you? Mm-hmm. Okay, Alma?
Is it ridiculously shallow? Is it like...
I don't know. When you use the word surprise, sometimes people use the word surprise when they meant shock. I don't know if this is the case.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll get to them in a moment. I'll tell you what we do. You share what you think first, and then I will tell you the results of this. And let's see which is more surprising. All right. So, single men, what do you find most attractive in a female partner?
It's going to be something like feet.
No, it's going to be like big boobs.
Feet.
My word.
Hands. Like please, strange things.
Please surprise
height.
In a good way Liesl and Alma this morning. Okay. That'll just make my week. If you actually come forward with things and you get them to say, that's surprising.
Okay.
And you like it.
Wow.
Surprising in a good way. So 084 850-0942. Guys, don't drop me here. 084-850-0942. I've got your back here.
Tell us how you feel. Send us a voice note on 084-850-0942.
The thing that I find most attractive in a single lady is the fact that she is not dependent on anybody else but herself.
Ooh, independence.
Okay.
Does that surprise you?
Yes.
And depending on herself. So it's independence, there's a bit of confidence coming in.
All I heard was you're not getting any of my money.
Cynicism running high this morning, but we will change that. Give it time.
Well, I'm not single. I'm getting married on the 1st of May. But I think the thing I find most attractive on women is dimples. You know those face dimples they have on the side of the cheeks?
Okay.
My wife doesn't have any, but I still love it to bits.
Jeez, well, that'd been awkward right there.
Very awkward. We're getting somewhere
before.
Now.
Yeah, do dimples.
We just got the Miss Essay answer first, and then independence. Now we're going dimples. Let's move on. Maybe by the 4th person we'll get the true self.
You're very cynical. The guys are going to surprise you this morning. I know it. I feel it.
Okay.
I feel it in my gut. Do you have dimples?
I have a small dimple on the side.
I don't see you smile enough. Do you have a small
dimple? You don't make me smile. Ever. At all.
I just make you laugh. LOL. Out loud.
Shut up.
There is it. All right. One more. Let's hear.
Definitely a vrou wat se pa baie mooi plaas het. Dis regtig aantreklik.
A vrou is a pa. A Bioware plaas set. Is this now going in the right direction, do you think?
See, honestly.
Rubbish. It's still surprising. It's really, really surprising. What he says is he loves agriculture.
Sure.
And, you know, and all that kind of animals.
And being a stay-at-home dad.
And bushveld and so on. The Australian men, though, honesty is right at the top, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, confidence. Number three, playfulness. Well, I like that. Number four, kindness.
What? Just give me, let me see this thing.
Number five.
But then they must go date Mother Teresa there.
Number five. She did. Number five, loyalty. Hey, how beautiful. How beautiful this.
Is this
honestly,
attractive? What is
confidence, playfulness,
listen
kindness,
to the music.
And loyalty.
Martin,
where
are these people going?
And sorry, hang on. That was the personality section. Then there's also a looks department. I only see that now.
What
sorry.
Is wrong with you? I'm saying pass this article here. I don't.
For the looks department, you're going to have to go and access this this thing online. In closing, ladies, can I just get your perspective on this morning? As far as I can judge, I think Liesl and Alma were pleasantly surprised. Would those be two words that I can use?
No.
There was nothing pleasant about this. No. What do you mean?
Let's hear from the ladies.
What these guys are listing are the traits that they find attractive. You've just got to assume that when they go up to that girl, that the girl's just immediately going to say, oh, yes, I want you too. Listen here, that girl's got her list as well, and she'll decide whether she likes you too.
Uh-huh. Morning, guys. Anae from Nelspruit. I just want to point out that poor guy who said he likes his woman independent. It's the biggest load of nonsense ever, all right? No man wants a woman who can change her own tire, okay? They want the hero moment where you have to phone them and go like, Leafy, please come and help me, okay?
He comment now. Chantal, I'm going to give the last word to you to give me your perspective on the South African men this morning. Hello, Chantal.
Good morning from Brisbane. How are you?
Oh, oh. G'day. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, no, good. So what do you say? From Brisbane?
I'm from Brisbane, yes. Formerly from Birch Acres.
From Birch Acres, formerly from Birch Acres, now from Brisbane. Okay, so there's no better person to ask than Chantal this morning.
Okay, about the list you have in front of you especially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to us. How much better are South African men?
A lot better, Martin and ladies. I have been single now almost 10 years, but recently I found a wonderful man who loves me and likes me for who I am, is not judgmental, doesn't care that I'm a bigger lady, but the Australian men are a lot more shallow than the South African men.
Booyah! Thank you so much. We will take that, Chantal. So this guy, is he South African, obviously?
No, he's an Australian guy.
Oh, all right. So you found the one in the million, right?
I did, very much so.
All right, fantastic. So a big up for the South African men all the way from Brisbane in Australia this morning from Down Under.
Well, that's correct.
Awesome. Thanks for the chat. Appreciate it a
lot. No worries. Have a great day. Thank you, guys.
No worries there. Chantel, thanks for the chat. Have a good day.
Don't do that, man.
All right.
No worries.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks,
now.
Ladies. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, Chantel. Bye. Well, there you have it.
Don't do that. Yeah. embarrassing us.
I'm so glad that is over.
Goodness. She's going to go tell her people and her friends at work now.
Guys, there you have it. All right. In an Australian accent. Like a South Afrikaner.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
I love it.
Jacaranda FM.